The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When the Pharisees, with some scribes who had come from Jerusalem, gathered around Jesus, they observed that some of his disciples ate their meals with unclean, that is, unwashed hands. For the Pharisees, and in fact all Jews, do not eat without carefully washing their hands, keeping the tradition of the elders. And on coming from the marketplace, they do not eat without purifying themselves. There are many other things that they have traditionally observed: the purification of cups and jugs and kettles and beds. So the Pharisees and scribes question him, "Why do your disciples not follow the tradition of the elders, but instead eat a meal with unclean hands?" He responded, "Well did Isaiah prophesy about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts. You disregard God's commandment, but cling to human tradition.'" He summoned the crowd again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that enters from outside can defile that person, but the things that come out from within are what defile. From within, people, from their hearts, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. All these evils come from within, and they defile." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Being Catholic in this particular day and age can be quite difficult. Unfortunately, many, because of whatever difficulty or struggle they might have, many might downsize or water down the faith that they practice, so much so that we would disregard the power of Jesus within the church, the power of Jesus within the world, and even in our own lives. There's a greater epidemic going on in the world today than the epidemics of disease and sickness, or even war and violence. One that is far stronger and more devastating and affects really every human person to some degree. It can be called a lot of things. One that I often hear is modernism, putting everything around us in the world in greater importance and of greater importance than God. And it affects us in many ways. Not that all modern things are bad, obviously not. Many modern tools, advancements in technology, medical advancements, and the like, have revolutionized the way that we can help others thrive. I don't know if you remember back when the shrine was being built. Maybe you came out for the day that they raised the dome up to the top of the shrine. It was a dome that weighed over 60,000 pounds, massive. But with modern technology, they were able to lift it up and place it very easily, and it looked like it was easy. It was kind of amazing to watch. It was a marvel, though, a marvel of construction and machinery and technology. But in the midst of these great modern marvels, we have forgotten often who we are, where we come from, and the power of God, the power of the Word of God in our life. We've fallen deep into a world of self. We rely on these technologies and tend to leave behind the call of Jesus to be disciples. And so we have these Pharisees today in this gospel. The Pharisees were upset because the disciples of Jesus did not wash their hands properly. And Jesus points out their hypocrisy, something we ought to recognize. He says, "You have forgotten the meaning of these sacred washing rituals. It's not the washing itself that matters." A modern example would be our holy water fonts in the church. We have them in our churches as you come in. You may have them also in your homes, maybe as you're coming into the bedroom or in a certain room of your house. If you don't have one in your house, I encourage you to do so. It's okay to have holy water fonts in your house. We want to bless ourselves. But when you use the holy water font, when you come into the church, do you know what the purpose is? Why do we even do it? The hope is it reminds us of what Jesus has done throughout our lives, through our baptism, that he's cleansed us from original sin, that he gives us spiritual identity. He's adopted us as sons and daughters of the Father, and he has claimed us eternally. We belong to God. Through our baptism and through the power of the cross and resurrection of Jesus, we have eternal life. That's what we hopefully are thinking of when we dip our finger in the font and bless ourselves. Do you do it quickly? Do you think about it when you come in? What is its purpose in our life? We love to attach meaning that sometimes doesn't exist. We love to judge while not looking at ourselves. Jesus today is not condemning the Pharisees, which we could easily read it in that way. He's calling us to something deeper. He's saying to them, it's time to change your ways. It's a call to conversion. And how do we do this? Well, Paul teaches us, be doers of the word. Be doers of the word, of your faith, of your life with God. We prefer often to be spectators, passive Christians. No, we cannot be passive anymore in the world. We must get out into the world to do good, to teach others how to live well, to proclaim the name of Jesus. Who will bring peace to the world? Are we waiting for the right politician? The right leader? Maybe so. Are we waiting for a prophet? Why can't it be you? Why can't it be us together? Proclaiming the peace of Jesus Christ. Who will show others what is true and good and beautiful in the world? I like the simple story of St. John Vianney. Because we can do this in small ways, but with great impact in our lives, in the people around us, even in our community here in Norman. But when John Vianney was walking and heading to his parish assignment in Ars, France, when he started his ministry there, he was walking and he came across a small, poor young man. He was sentenced to this parish that was dying. He was basically told, go to Ars and close the place because there's nothing left. As he was walking there, he came across this boy because he was a bit lost, and he asked the young man, could you show me the way? I need to find my way to this town. The boy was hesitant, and the St. John Vianney said to him, look, if you show me the way to Ars, I'll show you the way to heaven. Now, this is what it means to be a doer of the word. Show people the way to heaven. Show people to the Lord. Be aware of what is within. So if we want to be great disciples, doers of the word, we have to be always examining our lives, our conscience, how we are responding to God. So the Lord gives this great lesson. Be aware of what is within, the sins and struggles of our mind and heart. Don't let them twist your desire for God. Don't let the devil deceive you into thinking that you are not worthy of God or that you don't need him. Instead, let Jesus, his word, his love for you, let it transform those evil desires or temptations into a desire for heaven, a desire for the true and living God. The interior life is so important and is a daily ongoing battle between good and evil. The good we want to do, but the evil we're being tempted into. Let the word transform those desires into a desire for heaven. Prayer, dialogue with God, reading and knowing the Bible, meditating, contemplating God's will for your life, the sacraments of the church, confession especially, Eucharistic adoration. Everything is at our arm's length. It's never far away. The Lord is always there, inviting, encouraging, pouring out his grace. Let these thoughts and feelings and desires come from God within and not from the world. And finally, remember how God made you. You were made for greatness, not for comfort. Choose life, choose God, choose the good, choose the will of God, choose to live a holy life. God is with us. God will show us how to be modern disciples in this modern world. Clinging always to the will of the Father. God will show us how to be missionaries in the world who help bring many souls to Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.